WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In northern Idaho, firefighters responding to a wildfire Sunday when suddenly gunshots, two firefighters dead, say authorities. Then a standoff with the gunman as the encroaching blaze grew, and then late word that a man suspected of being the shooter was dead, a firearm found nearby. Debate on the Senate floor extending into the overnight as Democrats use their time to speak against President Trump's mega bill of tax and budget priorities. But one Republican also took time to speak against the bill, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis.
So what do I tell 663,000 people in 2 years or 3 years when President Trump breaks his promise by pushing them off of Medicaid because the funding's not there anymore?
Tillis announced he's not running for re-election next year. The president had threatened to primary Tillis after his nay vote. Sources saying LeBron James has formally opted for a 23rd season with the L.A. Lakers. This is ABC News. Thousands of Haitians living in the United States under a special program now risk deportation. ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang reports.
The Trump administration is ending temporary protected status for hundreds of thousands of Haitian immigrants, claiming that the country is now safe enough for them to return to. But the State Department is still warning Americans not to travel to Haiti because of gang violence, murder, and crime.
One woman is dead and two others in the hospital after three homes caught fire and exploded in Philadelphia early Sunday morning. Rocky Dotson heard it all.
I'm sitting down in the living room watching TV, and all of a sudden I heard like a boom. The blast was so powerful that it blew the front door off across the street.
The fire marshal is investigating how the fire started. One of the victims is in critical condition. The other is in stable condition. Firefighters evacuated 10 homes in the area now believed to have stability issues. Horse trainer D. Wayne Lucas, winner of 15 Triple Crown races, has died. He was 89. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Words can cut so deep, leave a scar. Deception is revealed. There's only one place.
Backseat Radio, radio for the people.
Clock hour started out just right with two in a row from the Jimmies. We celebrate them live, as I'm going to tell you where they're live with that patent-pending Jimmy tracker that you're so infatuated with. See them on 7-1 in Oshkosh, 7-12 Davenport with Marcia Ball, and then 7-13 again with Marcia at the Fête de Marquette in Madison, 7-15 back in New Glarus. The wheels on the bus go round and round in this half hour. Those are powered by the Turtle Island Dispensary. Turtle Island has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and even more. I love the rose bath bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or ship right to your door using shopinturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. We now dip into some Atwood Fest funness with Rare Element right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
lies you're too quick to ignore. But that bottle of whiskey's just part of his history. His mind it was fried in the war. I said, hold on, this gentleman is shaking. His eyes you're too quick to ignore.
Was Eddie Berth live on 716 in Sun Prairie Beer Garden, 717 McFarland House, 719 Water Lantern Festival. Oh, that's the great one with all the lights that go up. That's in Green Bay. Next, the sounds of Dana Perry. She's going to take us to our last break on Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Coming out. nothing but fuss. We've got to know not everything is as it seems. Don't want to look for anything anymore, just gonna let it be. Cause the masquerade is overrated, I'm the ultimate creator, coming out. And the masquerade is overrated, I'm the ultimate creator, coming out.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. I don't know a damn thing about you, but I'm coming through to affect your stereo. Making eyes, you make them almost as poorly as I make excuses. I got a guarantee and 20,000 users, a lifetime warranty and 20,000 users. Yeah,
relax, cause you're turning me on.
That's what you said.
Relax, cause you're turning me on.
I got enough.
Relax, cause you're turning me on. Relax, cause you're turning me on.
Cause I think I've done this before. It's okay, honey, I've done this before. Yeah.
Relax, cause you're turning me on.
That's what you said.
Relax, cause you're turning me on.
Now you're pumping.
Relax, cause you're turning me on. Relax, cause you're turning me on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
cause you're turning me on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Relax, cause you're turning me on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Relax, cause you're turning me on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Relax, cause you're turning me on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keeping watch outside my window. Keeping watch over my phone. All my prayers are getting answered. Well, there's nobody home.
To take a little break, use the facilities, rummage around in the 92.7 WMDX fridge for a bit. The Max Inc. Radio primetime leftovers are not as great as you might have imagined. Either way, welcome back to the last half hour, and we did it with I Voted for Kudos and Seesaw. Seesaw will be doing live things 7-5 right here in Madison at the Burr Oak, 7-11 Marshfield, Wisconsin, or at 8-15 at the Corner Block Party. Local music mends fences, and they do it with the help of Good Neighbor Fencing. Redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship, Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fencing, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or call them, because they do it all, at 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. Mick Shea was amazing at the MOM Awards, and you get to relive it right now in the middle of nowhere on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time alone.
Come on, baby, won't you take my hand? Come on, baby, won't you take in my hand?
Oh, man, it's dead here tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna give this place a terrible review.
You better not.
Hey, shut up, El Paso.
Hey, you keep it quiet.
Hey, bar's terrible.
Better watch out.
Hey, okay, okay.
Come on, baby, won't you take in my hand? Baby, come on, baby, will you let me know? Baby, come on, baby, won't you take in my hand? Baby, come on, baby, won't you take in my hand? I'll show you something.
Alternative Radio into People Brothers Band right here on Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Running out, feeling slow. I was down on my love. Down in drinks, living me. I was breaking down. I've been down below before. I slept on some dirty floors. I won't go down that road no more. I'm slowing down. But I'm not too proud to tell you I've been down. Said I've been down. Well, I've been pushed down in the dirt. Talked on my feelings hurt. Shot on dreams when I put in work, my spirit's down. And when I fell down on my knees, oh, how them rains came down on me, as if to wash away the tears that were flowing down. So I'm not too proud to tell you I've been down.
Hey,
you called to tell you I've been down. Down and out, feeling stuck. I was down on my luck. Down in drinks, living mean. I was breaking down.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Two hours moves fast when you're celebrating the local stuff. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Baghdad Scuba Review takes us to break on Max Inc. Radio. See you next week, everybody. Found Wisconsin's local music authority.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Senate debates Sunday into Monday on President Trump's mega bill of tax and spending priorities. Among those speaking, GOP Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina.
Now, Republicans are about to make a mistake on health care and betraying a promise.
President Trump blasted Tillis in a lengthy social media post and threatened to support primary challengers against him, but then Tillis announced he wasn't running again anyway. A shooting in New York's Greenwich Village just hours after the end of the Pride Parade there, leaving two people injured, one critically Sunday night, just blocks from the Stonewall Inn. The suspected gunman who fatally ambushed firefighters in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on Sunday has been found dead. That according to the county sheriff, which says SWAT team members found the man with a firearm nearby. It comes after an ambush that left two firefighters dead and an hours-long multi-agency manhunt in the area. This is ABC News. The Canadian